It's all golden to me.
It's my dream to have a golden beard.
Younger but looks older.
I'll even try a squat. Here we go. The 6 of clubs.
The golden.
Welcome to another episode of the Talk Golden to Me video podcast show. Your host, Evan Golden, a.k.a. Golden TV. As always, our studios are at the Berman Law Group here in Boca Raton. We are very excited to have my friend, Neon Hitch. She came all the way from Miami, from Boca. She says, it's about time I get on your show. That sounded like a country accent. She used it. She used a beautiful English accent. So Neon Hitch is my friend. She's been in the music industry a long time. She was born to perform. She was born to entertain. And I can't wait to share her whole entire story with our viewers and listeners. I think that your mind will be blown. I think it will also inspire you very much. And I think we'll learn a lot of life lessons with our guest today, Neon. And listen, she's coming in and out of the music industry, which to me, I start like sweating because like the music industry is brutal. It's tough. I hear crazy nightmares. And because you could be an artist, but at the same time, you have to deal with the music industry and the music business. And sometimes combining those two things, it could be a great thing, it could be a nightmare, but we're going to hear how Neon prevailed, works harder than a lot of people out there, and her story, like I said, is pretty remarkable. So Neon Hitch, my friend, the marvelous musician, thank you for joining the show. I hope you liked that intro. I just kind of came up with that from the brain.
Yeah, you did fantastic. Thank you very much.
Listen, I just speak from the heart.
Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. Yes. I'm just grateful to be here and
people need to learn about Neon Hitch, the person, the soul, the individual, and what you stand for as a human being and what some of your goals and aspirations are. So Neon Hitch, born in England. Let's go all the way back. Let's go all the way back because I think it's so important. You did have a lot of tragedy growing up. I read about some of your tragedy with your house burning down as a kid. And
yeah, the day I was born, my house burns down.
Whoa.
And I'm like, we're off to a great start here. Day I leave home, the Twin Towers go down.
And
we lived in a bus, traveled Europe. You know, there's a lot of madness.
That is madness. I think to me, though, when I hear that type of stuff, it means that you're a strong person. And I don't want to say that you're revolved around destruction, but I think you're revolved around empowerment. You're a powerful human being. So
a force
to be reckoned with. I love that force. So unbelievable. So Neon, let's talk about that. You're born, you lose a home. You're a young kid and that's it. You don't have a home. You're on the road. And what I understand from our audience is you never even went to school as a child. You were just already on the road doing what?
Well, I was in the circus from a very young age. I would do trapeze and swing fire and stilt walk. But for me, you know, it was normal, like whatever you grow up with, that's your normality, isn't it? So it was never different or strange for me. I just adjusted naturally. And then, you know, being in houses was really weird for me.
Because that was the norm for you growing
up. Right, exactly, you know. I did try going to a few different schools, but I'd always be like that weird kid and I'd get picked on. You know how it is for kids at school. And I just, my mom mainly, she just didn't really want me going to school. So I was home educated and I was always above curriculum. So it's not that I'm not smart. And I had a lot of life lessons that you don't get usually at that age.
I understand even at a young age, you resented your parents, maybe your mother more, even about your name. You hated the name Neon.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the coolest name.
No, I remember I was a young kid and I was like really into the Spice Girls. And I was like, Mom, I want to change my name to Melanie, okay? I'm going to do it by Deepal. And she's like, you're going to love your name one day. I'm like, here I am. I love my name.
So she was right.
She was right.
Crazy story growing up and losing your house and to you obviously that's the norm, but to everybody traveling in a caravan and living on the road and surviving with whatever you could. I understand that you performed in the circus, you would sing, you'd even make jewelry, whatever you had to do, but it was always a creative element attached to it, correct?
Yeah, always creative, you know, because we would travel festival to festival. I would do face painting for kids, I would make jewelry, put on performances of all kinds. It's always been creative.
I love that. And music always has, is that from the family? Where did you kind of acquire some of your musical talent? Mom, dad, learned it
You know what?
Where are we giving credit?
Who are we giving credit? I don't really know, because neither of them are the, like, that good music, but they're always like playing lots of music. Like, we'd have folk music around the fire, and then with my dad, well, he did play saxophone, actually. He's just started getting back into it, but, well, he's more on the visual side of things, so I was always around musicians. When I would go and stay with my dad, I'd, like, be on the tour bus with Duran Duran or Sting or whatever, and, you know, from a little kid, so I'd always be, like, looking up, be like, I want to be on stage, Dad.
What's your father do? Was he in lighting? Or
he
in,
does the
you...
visuals, yeah.
Gotcha, got
projections.
It. The effects for it, the behind-the-scenes.
Yeah. So,
and they always encourage you to perform and sing and
right, yeah. My mom, I would give my mom the credit for just like my colorful self, you know. She's like, Neon, like, you are just colorful, you are creative, express yourself, you know. And then on my dad's side, he's more like, okay, business, music business, and taught me a lot from a young age and showed me other big artists on stage. So yeah, I think it's a combination, and then just me running wild into the world on my own and figuring it out for myself.
How'd you make your way over here to the States? How'd you cross the pond?
Oh, well, this is a magical story.
Ooh, glad I asked.
Awesome. Well, my life is a complete roller coaster, as you know. So at this time, I was homeless, and my only hope was going over to my friends at the time, and I would check my MySpace. And I check my MySpace one day, and there's just a message from someone, which was Benny Blanco's manager. And he's like, I love your song you have on MySpace. I want to fly you out to New York. And I'm like, here I go. I've got no money, da-da-da. I said, all right, cool. I don't know this guy. He wasn't famous at all or anything at the time. I just took a leap of faith, and that's what works for me. That's what's got me through. So I go, all right, fly me out. Flies me out to New York. I stay with him. Me and Benny start making music, and like literally the rest is history. I just kind of stayed.
Wow. So you could kind of technically say you were discovered from MySpace. You gotta
absolutely
love the power of social. I used to love MySpace.
I used to love it too. What happened to MySpace? Wow.
Can we still find your account? Who was in your top eight on MySpace?
You know? Yeah. You know what's hilarious? Gym Class Heroes. And then fast forward, I end up dating Travi, doing a song with him, going on tour with them. Who knew?
That's wild. So I love social media. To me, you know, I'm addicted to it. I just think it's the coolest thing. I do it for everything now. Like, even if I'm at a restaurant, I'm like, what should I order? I'm not going to look at the menu.
No, you
I'm
going to
go on Instagram now. I see who's here, and I look at the food. I'm a visual orderer.
That's so extra.
I want this, and I literally point at what I want to order. But that's so cool. I mean, look, you can connect with fans. You could obviously get your music out there. So MySpace, awesome story. What was the guy's name from MySpace that created it? I forgot his name, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember his name? Oh, man, I'm going to Google it now.
No, there you go.
I'm upset that I don't know this guy. Wasn't he like in everybody's top eight?
Yeah, Joe. What was it? Tom.
It was Tom.
You win.
I don't even have to Google it.
Yes, Tom.
Sorry, Tom, for forgetting. It's been a while. So that's cool. So you go to New York City, a leap of faith. What I think that a lot of people can, I don't know, is there some inspiration we could share with the viewers and listeners there? Because I think in life we're presented a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of roads that we could go down.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you never go down a road. Sometimes you go down the right road. What made you decide, I'm leaving going to New York City to meet a stranger that saw me online? Like, catfish crazy, but you did it.
I just did it again today. I've just booked a flight to LA as well. So I just took a leap of faith. I'm going on a new trip, like, and it feels like a similar kind of movement than when I did it with New York. And so basically my advice would be, well, this isn't for everyone. Go for the most wild option in life. Don't be safe.
That sounds dangerous.
I know. That's why a lot of crazy shit happens in my life.
But listen, I think that's what the industry is all about, is making connections, building, you know, relationships and seizing opportunities. Because you know what happens is there's obviously a lot of musicians out there, a lot of artists, but a lot of them don't knock on every door of opportunity or even open that door. And you're fearless. You're willing to explore any opportunity. And look where it's brought you.
Yeah, I love adventure. So now, I do have plans out there, but I've kind of been, like, very floating around recently. I'm like, I'm in Miami, am I going to Vegas, maybe to New York, I was going to go to England. I'm like, oh, just booked the flight on the way here. I'm like, I'm going to LA, that's it. So, decided.
All right, so you made your decision.
So we'll see what happens on that new adventure.
What do you guys, a music collaboration opportunity?
Yes, studios, going to Grammy events, writing with some friends. I know so many people out in LA, so just going to crank it out. And I'm not drinking, so like I have so much energy, you know, it helps a lot.
Good for you.
I say don't drink.
Excellent. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
That's awesome. Do you have, I feel like every musician, artist, or at least songwriter, do you have like a book or a picture is like, white book of just words and poems and lyrics.
You want to talk about books?
Is that
friend.
What people? Is it? Are you typing on notes on the phone?
I brought my books.
You just have.
I have a storage unit which is half filled with books. Okay, and I have so many books, and they're all magical designs, and like sometimes I collage the fronts. So I have a dream journal because I have really psychedelic dreams, and I write them down. And then I have my main journal. And then I have ideas, I have video concept journal, I have, I have coffee table book ideas, I have my bio book, I have so many books, okay?
I love that. I think there's probably a lot of gems in those things though, right?
Yeah, I'm like an idea machine, so I need lots of books.
I love that. And you're always writing?
Always.
Now, how do you create a song? Do you just start flipping pages or mixing and matching? Or,
well, it's always different, but recently my main method has just been kind of jumping on the mic and freestyling a melody and seeing what comes, and then naturally the words just kind of come out. If I just like open my spirit and let it come through, as the song happens. Like a lot of songs I've released recently, like on my most recent album Reincarnation, a lot of those songs began as just a freestyle, and then I would fix just a couple lyrics here and there. So it's good to just let it flow.
I like that. Yeah. Don't worry, you could answer that text. You didn't tell him you were coming on the show? Listen, take that text, because what if that's a producer? What if that's someone that didn't find you on MySpace? They found you, and it's probably one of our phones in here.
I think so, because I'm
We got a million phones in here. Don't worry about it.
Anyhow.
Crazy early life you've had, and obviously it shaped you into the person and the human that you are right now. A lot of people would be discouraged and down and out and go down a wrong path, but you've totally chose the opposite. So, but yeah. not many people are fearless like you and willing to trust people, which is great. I think trust is important.
I think that's really a problem for me, actually, because I trust too easily. You know, I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm just very optimistic. So if I'm hearing a story, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I believe you. So I'm trying to like hold back a bit on that for my safety. I guess I should have a little safety.
No one's messing with Neon Itch.
No,
come on.
You know, they try.
They do?
Jeez.
You look fabulous, though. I love your style. I love your whole... I just love your way of life and the way you live. You live, to me, on the outsider, and I'm not deep inside or psychiatrist, but you seem stress-free. You're always smiling. You're always happy. Your glass is always half full. I mean, you and I have talked on numerous different times, and I always just get a great positive energy and aura from you. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, you're making me happy. So
it's the truth, though. That's sometimes the hardest things. Anyone could look beautiful, but, you know, you show it and you live it, and I feel it from you.
No, that's good.
I wanted to share
that. I do have a lot of positive energy, you know, and that's really what gets me so far and, like, rescues me when I am in these dangerous times. It's just the positive energy, because everything is energy, and you share that.
Fabulous. Tell me about your relationship with, rest in peace, so tragic still, I can't believe, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, absolutely awful story. And like 3 days before it happened, Benny was like, oh, we should get Amy on this song. And I just looked up without even thinking. I said, Amy's dying. And 3 days later, I got the news, and I still broken, obviously. But yeah, that was just the worst thing to ever happen. Because she was trying to come out to New York, and they wouldn't let her in the country, which was really annoying. So we would just FaceTime, well, Skype. And so I was in New York when it happened. Tragic.
So who said that she was dying? Someone told you, or you said it?
No, it came from like my spirit. I just like went bleh. I blurted it out. You know, like how I freestyle the songs. Like,
and
I
you were just
think.
Feeling
I just
that?
I said it, yeah.
Wow. You lived with Amy Winehouse, correct?
Yeah, I lived with her for a long time. I was there through all the madness. When we went to Henley as well, when she tried to record the James Bond song. She's just like the sweetest girl ever. I just, the outside of fame and everything that came with it destroyed her, because she never really wanted to be famous, you know? She just likes making music. That's what she does. Yeah, she's a jazz singer.
Do you feel that you have to do something for her legacy? You were so close to living with her. Is that part of now your career?
Oh, I'm living on for a few people. Yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, I gotta keep going, keep going.
That's great, though. That's a nice story. I think that's a great tribute. I think she would love that.
No, I feel her a lot. I feel like her spirit is in me sometimes and pushes me along and helps me, guide me and all that, yeah.
I mean, you're clean and sober now, right now. Obviously, yeah. You talk about that disease and how many...
Yeah, well, I've experienced myself firsthand, like, how life can go when you're on that path, and it's not nice. It never ends well.
I think you should share more of that, because there's a lot of people that are dealing with those demons that need to hear a success story like yourself and overcoming it, because I don't think even a lot of people know that what you've dealt with or...
Oh, I've had really bad problems and, you know, in the industry. Now I'm, like, not mainly in the industry. I have more freedom to speak my mind, you know. But basically before, they wouldn't want me to talk about any issues. It's all hush-hush, you know.
Right. You got to be portrayed as
oh, squeaky clean, everything. Yeah, right. It's not how life is.
Now, you say, like, the industry. Like, you're an artist. That's who you are.
Right.
But you like I was saying earlier, you have to deal with the music industry and the music business side of it. Is that something you hate? Well, you know what I hate about it is that you're so talented, you're so creative. I've seen you perform live last year, which was brilliant. It was,
thank you.
I mean, you the moves and the interaction you do, it's fabulous. But your career is so dependent on so many other people, right? The business and the industry side of it. Is that frustrating?
Yeah, that's really frustrating. That's why I tried to pull away a lot and take control of my own career, because I was just so tired of music being just shelved. And I'm like, this music is amazing, and I'm having to wait 4 years for it to see the light of day. So now I've got a lot more control over my music. Like my last album, Reincarnation, I put out myself independently on my label, We Are Neon. So it is possible, but, you know, to have the machine behind you, you need the industry sort of thing. But just my recent journey, I haven't really cared about that. I've cared about my well-being and sharing music with my fans, because that's what's important to me. Like, I make music to share it. So that's what I've been doing.
We're talking with Neon Hitch, musical sensation, poet, songwriter. What title do you even give yourself? Just entertainer.
Neon.
Neon.
That covers it all.
Have you ever met anyone else named Neon?
No.
One of a kind, right?
Absolutely.
I love it.
Thanks.
Neon. Now, I don't think I could go a whole interview and have you on the show without asking you about the Coca-Cola. Are you like a walking billboard for them? Are you bringing a Coke with you? So you have Coca-Cola tattooed right on your left breast.
I do.
Chest. I don't know where what body part. Why'd you get that? Do you love Coke? Is there a story behind that?
I love the Coca-Cola brand. I always have. It's just classic. I love their marketing, obviously. It's just genius. I love all their design from an artistic standpoint. And I've actually made a recycled Coca-Cola couture lingerie line, which I'm excited to future share. So I just love everything about it. And I went to the headquarters in Atlanta one time, and I got to go to their archives and see all of the singers that have made music for Coca-Cola. So that's what I want to do. I just feel like I'm the Coca-Cola girl. It's not so much even about the soda, that when I was drinking whiskey, it would be a Jack and Coke always. But I drink just Coke, but it's more so about the brand.
That's cool. So it's not just the beverage. It's the
brand.
I like that. That's very cool.
I love brands.
So when you're choosing a tattoo, it's not just, hey, that looks pretty. There's obviously a lot of meaning, story behind it, and kind of has to resemble yourself as well.
All my tattoos happen completely randomly, though. Like, this one I just drew on myself, and I don't even know what it means yet. Can you see?
What is that? Triangle X heart?
I don't know.
Did you do that yourself? You just took the...
No, I drew it.
So you drew it in the tattoo?
My friend tattoo it. And then also my friend, I drew on her, and she's got the same. We still don't know what it means.
I think you have some...
Something cryptic, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll reveal what it means. Come together. I like that. So that's an interesting one. I love the Coca-Cola story one. So very yeah, nice. What does that say? Royal on your chest as well there?
Royal. I need to get them redone, freshen the royal up, yeah.
What, tattoos disappear and they fade away after
they
a while?
They do.
See, I don't even know. I don't even have any of those things.
You have to keep getting them redone. Like, my hand is all kind of worn out. Oh, when you get the hand done, that's the most painful.
Really? Is that
this
the caravan you
bus.
Lived in?
This is my bus I grew up in.
Wait, that really?
It's actually the bus for real.
Oh, my God. That is just,
me and
wow.
my mom in the front, our chimney.
Was there a restroom in there?
Of course.
So it was just like a whole caravan,
just,
a mobile home.
We live in it. We got the kitchen set up, the bed at the back, the bed at the front up here.
Are those good memories for you or bad memories?
You know what? Traveling Europe was really amazing. Like, it just seems like a dream. So that part was good. There was bad parts. There was good parts.
Certainly. In life, that's how life is, right?
That's life, absolutely.
Let's focus on the positive and good ones
now.
Yeah,
for sure.
Musical inspirations, what's going on in that brain? I mean, is there, because I think that you just kind of create your own stuff, but was there an inspiration, or is there still a musical inspiration in your life outside of maybe Amy?
I like different kind of singers that have like character voices, like Erykah Badu and Sia and people like that. But recently, as far as inspiration, I just have been kind of more tapping inside my own head and seeing what comes out. So I'm not distracted by outside music so much. But I really have been listening to a lot of London music recently. I love Gekko, Wiley, Skepta. So I would love to do a track with one of those guys. You know, I think I'm a little homesick, so I'm like, I listen to my London boys, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I'm down for collaborations, whatever naturally falls in my path, I reckon.
And if you have a day, you're like, I want to write today. What's kind of the agenda to kind of get the creative juices flowing? Do you go to the beach? Do you take a walk? Do you lay in bed? Like, what is your environment to really start seeing what's inside of Neon and try to create something?
Yeah, so I pack a bag, my books, my pens, and I just got this amazing new device from Spire. They gave it to me. It says, thank you, Spire. It's just this little round thing, and it's a portable studio. You just literally sing into it. You just do it with the app on your phone, and you get really clean, beautiful vocals, at least for a demo. So I'm just set. I can take that bag. I can go to the beach, and I just zone out, you know?
That, I like that. Nice. That, I like that technology that you're implementing and utilizing. I did see that before, so.
It's really fun.
Very cool. Tell me about reincarnation, what that means. Now, this is all on your own, right? This is your own label, like you mentioned. This is your whole new album. Please, viewers and listeners, support our guest, download and jam out to the new album. But tell viewers and listeners about the new new disc.
So that was it was a big job piecing it together myself, because you don't realize how many components there are to putting an album out. So I had to get all the agreements together for each song, pick the song. I had to choose the order, so I'd like listen to them all through for weeks, piece the order together, the artwork. I'd have my friend do the artwork. I was the one organizing everything, and then I put it out, and I titled it Reincarnation because it's a collection of older songs that I've now brought back to life, and I also believe in reincarnation. And it's a cool word.
So when you brought back to life, did you go through some of those books that you've been writing in and pull stuff out from there?
I did, yeah.
We could probably create like 10 albums from all.
No, that's what I'm saying. I have like 200 unreleased songs as well, just sat there still. Like, I really could just not work ever again in my life and just use the books I have in my storage and, put out the songs I have sat there and just chill on the beach. But I love working. I love grinding. I'm all about it. So I don't think I'll ever stop.
Don't stop.
No,
please don't stop.
I can't. I could be on my deathbed and I'll still go shoot a music video. Facts.
I love that. I just want to make sure, I know you're a brilliant songwriter. I just want you to be the talent and the performer more. And maybe that's selfish reasons, because I've seen how you perform and your passion. Let's talk about that, because I got to see you perform live last year with Genuine. It was
that
awesome,
was so
intimate.
Fun, yeah. And he was loving me. He was like picking
everybody
up.
Was
such a big guy. I was like, ah.
What does it feel like to have a mic in your hand and perform live? What can you put those into words?
It is just the best feeling. I just feel like I can connect with people and I speak my most truth through my music. And so, like, when I'm performing and I'm looking them in the eye, like, I'm seeing a direct reaction to what I'm giving, and it's just like, oh, I get really intimate. Like, however big the stage, you know, I really connect with the audience.
I think that's the perfect word. I was trying to find like the right word, is intimate, because
yeah.
I felt when I watched you, I was like, I felt like it was just like a one-on-one private show, and I was like, is she looking at me? That's not like, but it felt like that, and you connect with your listeners or your fans, and you make it very special. That's why I was saying, keep writing music. But don't stop performing, please, because need to see you perform live. It's fascinating.
Well, I need to get a new agent, because that's just too much work for me. I can't also be, like, figuring out booking my own shows. So there's a few things I need. Putting it out there to the universe. I need a new manager. I need the law side.
Mm-hmm.
I need a new agent. And then I think we're golden.
That's it. That this is the step. Hopefully, being on the Talk Golden to Me video podcast show, we'll have viewers and listeners and subscribers share and reach out to you. Because, like I said, that's the part I hate about the industry, is that you're so talented, but you can't do it alone. It takes a team.
I've tried.
It takes the right team. You know that. So hopefully, we'll get you connected.
But I do get a pat on the back for trying. But now I surrender a little bit and say, okay, I want to just perform now. So I need the right people that I can trust.
You know that. You know what it takes. And they're out there, and they're going to reach out to you. I'm putting it out there. Hopefully the show is the reason. I don't want any percentage for the connection, but I have a feeling. Don't get aggressive on me.
I know.
I'm
like,
Neon Hitch, baby. I could talk to you literally for hours. There's like so many just questions I just keep like popping into my head, because I'm just fascinated by you. I'm so intrigued
by
you.
Let's keep talking.
And I know you have a little bit of a crush on me, so I know you're not leaving the studio
course.
For a while.
Look at you. You are. I do.
You did say that to me.
I did.
You were flirting with me a lot when we met.
I am such a flirt.
You are a flirt. Oh, so it's not just me. It's everybody.
No, it's you. Special.
Teasing. But you are a flirt, huh?
I think it's the Gemini.
See, I'm a Scorpio, so we're a little dangerous. Be careful.
Yeah, you're more like stern.
Don't get stung.
Exactly, yeah.
Don't get stung. You're single, though?
I am.
That's crazy to me.
Really?
No, you're too wild. you used to take a strong man.
I was really wild. I mean, I've toned it down. Like, you know, it's healthy for me to be focused on my career, because I'm more like...
I was going to say be selfish. I was going to tell you to be selfish and do you right now and concentrate on you. I think right now, for at least 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you're gorgeous, and I know your Instagram DM is fun to look at all the guys that write you. We'll do that after the show again. I love seeing what they write. They got some good lines in there. They're doing more than just sending the D pics. But... let's work on just only your career. No
There's
boys, no men. And,
no, but I do love, I love to be
Now
loved.
That I said that, you're probably being in a relationship like next week.
No, I doubt it. No, I love to be loved. But I feel the love from my fans as well. So that kind of like fills the void for me, you know?
That should be your relationship right now.
It really is my relationship. I talk to my fans every day, like directly. Yeah, they keep me going. I love them so much.
And you're awesome on social media. Viewers, if you're just learning about Neon Hitch, make sure you follow her right on Instagram as well. She's very entertaining. She replies back, and her stories are a lot of fun.
I am always on adventures.
You are. You are. You know what? I think that you don't say no in life, and I do the same philosophy. We just go.
Yeah.
We just go. I hate the word no, personally. I try to like just always say yes to things on... And I get yelled at, like, it's okay to say no sometimes, but
yeah.
I don't like to say no. I like to go.
It's hard to say no sometimes.
I think I have FOMO, personally, because I'm like, I'm missing out.
Yeah, right? I get the worst FOMO.
You do?
I do.
But we like being around people. We like energy. I think just sitting at home trying to maybe write a song is not where you're going to maybe get the best creative juices, you know? So out and about, sometimes
it's
maybe.
Both.
It is
yeah,
both.
Last night I was out on the yacht, went to Kiki's, was partying, sober. And then I was like, all right, done this, seen it, been there, done that. So then I go home and I do start writing a song. So I got to do both. And then I woke up early and I came to see you.
Thank you again so much for coming here. You look fabulous. So again, viewers and listeners, go right to her Instagram and We'll link you back to everything, but it's Neon Hitch. It's her name right on Insta. Follow her and check it out. So I wanted to ask you, you say a woman of the world.
Yes.
Why? What is that?
Because I really don't know, like, where I'm from or where I belong. And I am just a woman of the world. That's who I am, you know? Lived in India, lived all over Europe, America. That's just, you know, I am all over the place.
I like that. Is that sad that you don't have a home, or do you like that like that?
I don't know. I think it could be sad if I think about it like that, but I try not to.
Home is where the heart is. Isn't that an old saying?
Yeah, but it is weird, though, because most people really feel like, oh, well, that's a home. I'm like, I really don't have one.
What's your family and relationship like? Brothers, sisters, and...
It's on and off. Mm. We fight, and then we make up. I'm not talking to my dad right now. Just don't ask. And then, so I'm really good with my mom, though, so that's cool. My siblings are amazing. My little brother's actually got into making movies recently. He's doing really well at the University of Aberystwyth. And I'm really excited about what he's doing. He just shot a music video for me when I was back home recently, too. So I've been whooping his ass like, Sol, get it together. Let's get this video out. Come on, hello.
Good, I like that. I like you inspiring him and putting him to work. So, yeah, and he enjoys it?
Yeah. No, they're definitely inspired by me. So that's sweet. Aww.
I like that. Neon Hitch, one of a kind woman of the world. I like that. Did you trademark that one yet?
No, I haven't.
You trademarked Neon Hitch, though, at least,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know other Neon Hitches coming out.
No, I trademarked my name, yes.
But woman of the world, I like that.
I also have a certificate of a star in the sky. My friend bought me a star in the sky, and I have like a map and the certificate, and you can see where there's a neon star. It's so cute. It's a real thing. I have a star.
I like that. I didn't know you could purchase stars in the solar system. Well, I didn't either.
That's apparently nice. It happened.
Right, maybe the afterlife will be going there or something. So.
Well, maybe that's my home all the way up there.
That
know?
Is your home.
There we go. We know where my home is. I'm just not going back yet. I'm here on a mission.
Don't leave us yet. Like I said, a lot more music to be shared, a lot more music to create. So I'm just excited to see what you keep producing, because it's always extravagant. It's always like eye-catching. It's full of energy, and seems that you have like a mission of kind of empowering not just women but men of humankind, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I live to inspire and empower, and I do that through my music and my art of all forms. You know, I'm really, really excited about making my movie. That's such a big thing for me in my mind, because I have such an incredible story. So I just want to work with the best director.
And that will be kind of a documentary style of everything?
No, I want to have it scripted and acted, like reenacted, so it's based on a true story.
Of your whole story, from the house burning down to living. I mean, it would be pretty remarkable.
Yes. Or maybe because it's so long, it would be like a Netflix series. But I'm telling you, the story is very strong. So I know it'll happen. Maybe I'll meet that right person in LA. You never know.
Well, you already heard just a little taste of kind of like her life, you know, the early personal life and to now. And I'm sure we could get into hours of different things and experiences that you faced, you know, through all these years. Would you play yourself now? What actress do you like visualize playing you?
Gosh, who currently? Would play me? I don't know who would play me.
You haven't thought about that part yet?
Well, no. I mean, I would play the parts that I can play, and then I would have my little sister
play you as a younger child.
As a younger
child.
Right,
so you got this all figured out.
And the baby, it doesn't matter. Just a baby, whatever, you know, young kid who kind of looks like me.
Yeah, you throw in, you put a little stuffed animal in, a little fake doll.
No, I'll figure it out.
All right, so not only music is coming for this new decade, but
I do have new music coming out, by the way. I'm just finishing.
After reincarnation.
Yeah, no, I've got this new project coming out. It's all finished. I'm just working out all the legal things. But the project is called Light Touch, and it's amazing. It's made with this group from Design, and they actually produced one of my songs, Spark, so you can kind of get a gist of the sound. Very powerful world music. My voice is so strong, and all the tracks are so clean, and they're just so good at that, you know? They're from Norway. And yeah, so that's coming soon. I'm hoping for like the top of March.
Okay, that's yeah, that's right around the corner.
No, I mean, but that's me. I'm like, come on, let's go, let's go. I'm so impatient.
All right, so new music already coming. So that's going to be fantastic. And hopefully we get a green light for this movie. Because yes. Just from what I've read and learned about you and what I've kind of known, it would be a pretty interesting story.
That's what I'm really, really excited for is the movie.
But the story's not finished yet, so maybe that's why we can't greenlight it yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, it could just be to be continued for now.
We are speaking and connecting with Neon Hitch here on the Talk Golden Bee video podcast here at the studios at the Berman Law Group. And Neon, we always like to do something with our guests on all our shows. We do a couple different things. One is we like to always, and you kind of already provided a bunch of golden nuggets, wisdom that you could share with the viewers and listeners. So I'm going to grab a couple golden nuggets for you.
Okay.
I want you to think what you could just share with our viewers, something you've learned throughout your life, your experiences that now we could take in and maybe implement in our lives. So
what do I do?
I just want you.
Here we go. Show me what to do.
All I need you to do is hold a couple of these golden nuggets.
Okay.
And then what comes to your mind? What are the golden nuggets of life you could share with our viewers and listeners?
Just some advice.
Yeah, that's all we want from you right now. I'm going to ask for some more golden nuggets of wisdom.
I would say what they're telling me now is that you are not alone. In those times when you feel alone, which is basically every day, just know that you're not. I'm here, you're there, we're all here, we're all connected. Like, you just have to change your mindset. You are not alone.
I love that. That's nice. That's some golden nuggets of wisdom right there. Neon Hitch, all of our guests play a game when they come on our show called Word for Word. And all it is simple. I might say a state, maybe a food, maybe a person. And all you do is have to say the first word that comes to your mind after I say that. But you have to be brutally honest.
Say a word that comes to mind.
The first word that comes to your mind. I might say, you know, banana, and you might say yellow.
Okay.
So the first word that comes to your mind. You have to be quick. First word that comes to mind, brutally honest, no cheating.
God, I didn't have coffee. Okay, go.
All right. We're about to play word for word with Neon Hitch. I'm going to say word. She says the first word that comes to her mind. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Producer, give me that background music for the game show. All right, I hear it. Here we go. That's good. You like that one? All right, here we go. Say the first word that comes to your mind, Neon Hitch. Here we go. Ready? Miami.
Home.
Boat.
Let's go.
Gym class heroes.
Love.
Ink.
Do it.
Kingston.
On Pond Thames.
Reincarnation.
My album.
Soda.
Coca-Cola.
Circus.
That's where I'm from.
Golden.
Yes, here we are.
MySpace.
Yes, please come back.
London.
Ooh, I wouldn't say home. I miss you.
Beat.
Love making him. I'm not doing good at the one word thing.
Listen.
I'm doing phrases.
Yeah, you're only really supposed to say one word. I might not be able to give you an A+ on this. All right, we'll finish off with one more thing. Are you ready?
Okay.
Earring.
Yeah. Here?
You passed 100%. Listen, all you do is have to play the game to win, which you did.
Okay, fine.
And now I'm going to offer you.
Oh, wow.
Something that is very spiritual.
Oh, my.
It's magical.
I love spiritual and magical.
And it will fill your body with something that you've never felt before. So here I am, is offering you, and I'll have one with you if you'll allow me.
Yes,
but this is a piece of gold, edible gold, that I'd like for you to.
Oh my!
Eat it.
I need to change it. One sec.
We're feeding Neon Hitch real gold right here. Here it is. This is real gold, 24 karat, going into your body.
Put it in my
mouth. Let me
have
a piece too. Wait, let's do cheers.
Okay.
Let me get. Well, this is too big for me. I'll do gold overload.
Cheers.
Cheers. Just wait till you see the magical powers it will bring to your body.
I'm enjoying it.
How are you feeling right now?
Oh, magical.
Think about how much. Do you know how richer you are right now?
Oh, lovely.
Only on the Talk Golden to Me video podcast do we feed our guests actual real gold. It is healthy for you, so you don't have to worry.
No, I love it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, Neon. You are a woman that I look up to. I'm honored that I could call you a friend.
Yeah.
And I just wish you all the success in the world. I just want more people to learn about you, and I need you to share your gift with more people. So that's why I need you on the show. Whether it's one or two, even just fans that you get from the show, it's worth it to me. But I know it's going to be a lot more. So from the show, the movie's getting greenlit. We're finding managers, agents. You'd be stupid if you're in the industry and not behind this woman, because she's a pleasure to work with. You're a professional, which is very important as well, because there's so many artists out there that are, I'm going to say divas, but, you know, that what separates you and takes your career to the next level is just professionalism, being ready, being prepared, showing up on time. All those little things goes a long way, which they you do. Always represent. So you are a true professional human being and, like I said, a role model, inspiration. I can't wait for this new music to be coming out. Is it cool if we end our show with – you have a song that you made called Gold, didn't you?
I do.
Tell me about this jam before we're going to play it for our viewers.
Yeah, I made a song called Gold. It features Tyga. We have a lyric video for it on YouTube. Check it out.
There's no light in this room. It's all right. We got you shine like gold.
To what you like, so tomorrow night, no regrets, let it all flow. If you got some bad bitches, I take them. Now they cross side looking at a Laker. Then later, she calling me baby, like what comes after labor, labor, labor. Rich ass neighbors, gold in the car, now we shine like sabers. 2 million ladies, 2 million light years, and I still wouldn't change her. Waiter, waiter, can I get another shot of that crown? Cause I'm on a whole nother level called gone. She my queen, I'm King Hakeem. No limelight gon' ever turn me shady. I dream.
I love that song. What did you just create that knowing you were coming on here? Tell me, do you love gold? What's the meaning behind it?
It's co-written with Bruno Mars, produced by Benny and Claude Kelly, and then we got Tiger on it. So there's a lot of people involved, yeah, and it was a great trip, and we performed it on Jimmy Fallon. That was super fun. And then CeeLo covered the song too, which I thought was amazing because he's just like, he's got such a big voice. I didn't know that he could sing that high because it's a very high song, you know. He crushed it. So, yeah, the song is fantastic. Thanks. I'm glad you love it.
No, I love it and can't wait for all the new music dropping. If you haven't already, viewers and listeners, make sure you download Reincarnation. Stand by on our social media or websites for the upcoming album that's hopefully dropping in March and this movie will get greenlit. So, viewers and listeners, hopefully you had a little chance to learn a little bit more about my friend Neon Hitch. She's just an cool ass chick. She's an awesome person. And like I said, I just want people to learn about you and vibe and jam with you because it's good stuff. It's just, it's empowering. It feels good. So
I love just connecting with the world. So reach out to me. I do reply. I love you all.
You do. She's a woman of the world. Viewers and listeners, we always appreciate your time for listening or watching our show. Do all the stuff we need you to do. Like it, subscribe, share. It helps us bring on fabulous guests like Neon. Make sure you follow her again on Instagram, Neon Hitch. And that's
my
another
YouTube
episode.
Channel is Neon Plug Hitch TV.
Plug it all. YouTube is Neon Hitch TV. So make sure we support, like, subscribe, all her stuff because she's always dropping new videos and stuff like that. So I don't want you to miss out. So we appreciate it. We appreciate you. And now we are out of here. Woo! Peace from the lofts of Berman & Berman Talk Gold & Me Video Podcast. We thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Peace.